But first, let's check in with Yahoo Finance tech editor Dan Halley on all things Facebook. Dan, let's set this up for traders or investors out there watching this here. The stock down, Facebook, 5% yesterday. Again, the top trading ticker on the Yahoo Finance platform here. What's the latest? Suffice it to say, Facebook is having a very rough week, and it's only Tuesday.
Yeah, it was a very rough start to the week. Sunday, obviously, we had the whistleblower, Frances Haugen. She came forward in 60 Minutes, revealed who she was, and basically laid out why she came forward with documents related to Facebook and its impact on everything from human trafficking to teenagers' mental health. She is set to testify today before the Senate Commerce Committee Subcommittee on Consumer Protections, and that is expected to be a pretty blockbuster testimony. In her opening statement, she essentially says that Facebook routinely puts profits ahead of the well-being of the country and all countries and democracy. But this came on Sunday, just after, or just before, rather, the entire company went off the internet. So for 6 hours yesterday, Facebook was incommunicado with the rest of the world. Even internal employees couldn't use their own tools to speak with each other. And some employees who were going back to the office couldn't get in because their badges simply wouldn't work. And this all came down to a major error in one of its servers. They had to physically go out there to a server in Menlo Park to fix it. It has to do with a kind of protocol online that essentially routes internet traffic effectively. So it ensures that Facebook's network can talk to all the other networks that make up the internet, since the internet is just a bunch of different networks spooled together. Facebook, for whatever reason, its ability was knocked offline to talk to the other networks. And because of that, it had this huge cascading effect where Facebook itself, Instagram, Facebook Messenger, WhatsApp, its Oculus apps all went offline for nearly 6 hours. It cost, according to some reports, Mark Zuckerberg, as much as $6 billion. But it cost the company itself millions of dollars because the advertising that was supposed to be going up at that point to consumers was never put up or never went out. So not only did it hurt the company, it hurt consumers who may or may not have been able to purchase things, but more importantly, it hurt businesses who rely on Facebook. And this kind of speaks to the issues that some politicians have with the company size, that if it can go offline like this and impact so many disparate businesses around the world, this is not just in the US, but this is globally, then does that mean that it's too big?
And Dan, just to go back to the sort of nuts and bolts of what happened yesterday. I mean, to be clear, it was a coincidence, right? It just seems like on a day after 60 Minutes and on a day when tech was already down, boy, it seems like a coincidence to have something like that happen.
Yeah, it really seems like it just was. Now, there was obviously, you know, instantly rumors started to spread online, surprisingly without Facebook's help. Twitter was probably, and Reddit was probably helping to spur that. But there were rumors online that Facebook was facing a cyber attack of some kind. But that just doesn't seem to be the case at all. In fact, Cloudflare, which deals with, you know, what you said, the nuts and bolts of the internet, more or less, domain name systems. Basically, they're a company that not only does cybersecurity, but as well as the ability for a website or a computer to determine yahoofinance.com turns into this IP address, this string of numbers. That's usually what they deal with. They were looking real time at what was going on with Facebook, and they said, you know, this is what's happening. It's this protocol. It's a DNS issue. So it was kind of those two things working in tandem that really took it all offline. And so it wasn't a cyber attack. It wasn't anything along those lines. It wasn't an insider, you know, taking revenge or anything like that. It just seems like it was really an issue with a misconfigured server, and that really is what took the entire company offline.
All right, Dan Halley, thanks so much.